Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nobin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Cooperation Minister Jacob Jimomi says Nagaland can leverage land as economic asset. Union Minister Amit Shah lays foundation stone of country's first cooperative university. Nagaland government delegation in Japan to explore development partnerships, and heavy rains trigger flash floods and landslides across Nagaland. Now the news in detail. Nagaland's PHED and Cooperation Minister Jacob Jimomi today said the state's abundant land resources can become assets in driving the economic growth and empowering local communities. The minister said this while speaking at the International Cooperative Day, also known as COOPS Day, at the office of RCS office in Kohima. He underscored the critical role of cooperatives and the untapped potential of land as an economic asset. Noting that Nagas are fortunate to have their own land, Mr. Jimomi described this abundant land as a capital and a startup for the state, which the state can leverage collective ownership.
Here, cooperative segment can play a very important role. We are very fortunate. I mean, land is going to be our capital. That is going to be our startup. Into Surface Act is going to empower your land. Your land can be your guarantor. That is how we can start.
The minister also noted that the Ministry of Cooperation is set to become one of the most important ministries in the central government, playing a fundamental role in the country's growth trajectory. He emphasized that all state governments are moving forward with development efforts to help make India a fully developed nation by 2047, and in this journey, Nagaland cannot be left behind.
This is going to be the most important ministry in the central government. Cooperation movement ministry is going to play a fundamental role in the growth trajectory of this country.
Mr. Jimomi also said the state has about 8,000 cooperative societies out of the 6.5 lakh societies in the country. He, however, noted that with the help of technology, the department is able to identify both performing and non-performing cooperative societies. He added that the department will soon begin a screening process to evaluate societies that are either non-functional or burdened with debts.
Department and government may take decision to terminate those who are not performing, non-functioning, who are at debts. So the screening procedure will start very soon.
Mr. Jimomi further informed that the state governments from the Northeast region have requested the central government to allocate more projects to the region to help address the economic disparities and boost development. The minister also called for shared responsibility, active participation and collective decision-making from all stakeholders to advance the cooperative movement in the state. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today laid the foundation stone of the country's first cooperative university, Tribhuvan Sahakari Vishwavidyalaya, at Anand, Gujarat. During the program, Mr. Shah said that the university will do work like policy making, data analysis, cooperative development strategies and research in the cooperative sector. Besides, it will not only prepare cooperative employees but also dedicated leaders in the cooperative sector.
आज जो हम करने जा रहे हैं त्रिभुवन सहकारी यूनिवर्सिटी का शिलान्यास करने जा रहे हैं वो सहकारिता क्षेत्र को मजबूत करने के लिए सारी की सारी कमियों की पूर्ति करने वाला ये एकमात्र इनिशिएटिव है.
During the event, Mr. Shah also unveiled a special bilingual module on cooperation prepared for school students by the Cooperation Ministry and NCERT. A high-level delegation from the government of Nagaland is currently on an official visit to Japan to explore collaborations and developmental partnerships with government agencies, private corporations, and civil society organizations. Yesterday, Chairman of the Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland, Abu Mehta, and Advisor for Industries and Commerce, Hikane Jakhalu, led meetings in Tokyo with key organizations including NYK Line, the Sasakawa Peace Foundation, Connect Asia, and the Japan International Cooperation Agency. Discussions focused on human resource development in sectors such as agriculture, hospitality, healthcare, tourism, arts and culture, sports and film. These meetings lay the groundwork for further formal talks scheduled during the upcoming visit of Chief Minister Nephew Ryo. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Director of Youth Resources and Sports, Kathositio Sekhose, to reaffirm the state government's commitment to uplifting the society through youth empowerment, education and sports. He was addressing the inauguration program of the new floor extension of Don Bosco College, Kohima. Mr. Sekhose outlined several government initiatives, including Catch Them Young, Nagaland Super League, Inter-School Leagues and TAFMA. He informed that the department has also digitally mapped the sporting infrastructure of all schools and colleges across the state, thereby streamlining the process for proposing projects.
The government of Nagaland, under the dynamic leadership of our Honorable Chief Minister Dr. Nipyu Ryo, has been working tirelessly for the uplift of our society by emphasizing on youth empowerment, on education and sports. It is up to us whether we can take advantage of these opportunities created for each one of us.
On the occasion, Mr. Sekhose lauded Don Bosco institutions for their long-standing role in nurturing values, leadership and responsible citizenship alongside academic pursuits and urged students to make the most of the opportunities. Aggrieved landowners from Paik District have issued an ultimatum to the district administration over the long-pending compensation for the lands acquired for the Kohima Jasami Two-Lane Road project. In the notice served to the Deputy Commissioner, the landowners demanded the immediate release of compensation for packages 2, 3, 4 and 5 of the National Highway Project. They also urged the Deputy Commissioner to write to the concerned authorities pressing for disbursement of the overdue payments. Citing repeated appeals and administrative inaction, they warned of a total blockade of the Kohima-Jasami Highway if the compensation is not released by July 15. And Nagaland continues to reel under the impact of relentless monsoon rains with flash floods and waterlogging reported across multiple districts including Dimapur, Wokha and Newland. We have reports from our correspondents.
In Dimapur, incessant heavy rainfall has left several low-lying areas flooded, forcing residents to evacuate their homes. Flooding affected localities like United Colony, Sacher Colony, Zileng Rongram, and Burma Camp, causing heavy traffic congestion along Nagarjan Road. With Asang Bas report, this is Mary, Akashwani News, Kohima.
The District Disaster Management Authority Dimapur has issued an advisory warning to residents against venturing near rivers and streams, citing higher probability of flash floods. Villages along river banks have been urged to strictly prohibit water-related activities until the monsoon ends. Meanwhile, Wokha District also witnessed continuous heavy rainfall triggering flash floods, causing significant damage to standing crops and essential agricultural infrastructure.
Continuous heavy rainfall over the past few days have triggered flash floods in Chanka village, causing widespread destruction to jhum fields and severely impacting the livelihood of local farmers. About 20 to 25 farmers have been directly affected as floodwaters submerged farmlands, washing away crops and vegetables. Temporary field huts and shelters have also been damaged. Expressing deep concern, the villagers appealed to the authorities to conduct a thorough damage assessment and provide immediate relief. Reporting from Wokha, Johanna for Akashwani News, Kohima.
In Newland, the district administration reported widespread flooding, submerging residential houses and causing extensive damage to paddy fields, farms and roads. Over 70 villages have been affected with thousands of farmers displaced. A major landslide carried away a portion of the land connecting Gokuta village, cutting it off from all essential services. The district administration is monitoring the situation. However, ongoing rains continue to hamper relief operations. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Corporation Minister Jacob Jimomi says Nagaland can leverage land as economic asset. Union Minister Amit Shah lays foundation stone of country's first cooperative university. Nagaland government delegation in Japan to explore developmental partnerships, and heavy rains trigger flash floods and landslides across Nagaland. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.